Hello, Mina here, back for another episode, and I cannot believe that it has been 2 weeks since the launch of my podcast and the first 3 episodes came out, as well as my birthday celebration. It seems like it was just yesterday. So in today's episode, I'm going to be talking about clarity, which is essentially the first step of my research-based signature framework called the Align Your Life Method. And I talked about this method in the last episode, episode 3. And this is again, research-based signature framework that I use with my clients and all of my clients to help them to get them from point A to point B, or essentially where they currently are when they come to work with me and where they want to be in their work and their life goals. This method and framework has been a method that I created based on my training as a certified holistic life coach, as well as market research, talking to other coaches, as well as potential clients. And it's also based on my work with my current clients and myself working with other coaches, whether they are life coaches, business coaches, etc. And so it's a compilation of a little bit of everything. My own experience as well has helped to shape this Align Your Life method. And so in the Align Your Life method, I'm going to backtrack a little bit. It includes 4 essential components. And these components are clarity, mindset, action, and accountability. And so without those 4 steps, I firmly believe you will not be able to successfully find balance and joy in the work you do and the life you live. And so in today's episode, as I said, I'm going to be talking about clarity and the importance of gaining clarity so that you can have a life of balance and joy in the work you do and the life you live. Hi, and welcome to the Love Life Now podcast. I'm your host, Mina Eithal, a certified holistic life coach and the founder of Love Life Now Coaching. I'm on a mission to help women find balance and joy in the work they do and the life they live because I used to be you. Over the course of 11 years, I experienced debilitating anxiety as a result of being scrutinized by principals in my career as an elementary classroom teacher. This left me feeling unfulfilled in my career. My clients come to me because they also feel unfulfilled in their careers. We have experienced anxiety about work, the Sunday night scaries or blues as I call it, hitting snooze over and over because we didn't want to start our workday, and lacking confidence in ourselves and our abilities in the workplace. Luckily, I found a way out, and I'd like to share it with you because life is not meant to be wasted away constantly worrying or dreading work, and you're also not meant to overwork yourself to the point of burnout. Instead, you're meant to enjoy and fully embrace joyful moments. In this podcast, I will be discussing what has helped my clients and I find fulfillment in the work we do. There is a way out, and it certainly doesn't have to be spent living with fear, anxiety, or dread for your workday. In fact, I am confident that you too can find balance and joy in the work you do, and you too can look forward to each and every day. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this episode. Now let's get started. So when a client essentially onboards with me and decides to work with me, the first life coaching session in each of my sessions are 1 hour through Zoom. And the first session, we go over the first step, which is clarity. So I provide my clients with a PDF, which they print out, and it includes a wheel that is called the life wheel. And the life wheel is just like the pieces of a pie. And I explained this in the last episode, or it could be puzzle pieces or pizza slices, however you want to think about it. And there's 8 different areas or 8 different triangles. And these areas are career, health, finance, relationship, home, recreation, or what you do for fun, personal development, and life purpose. And I want to go back to relationship. When I think about relationships, or when you think about relationships, oftentimes you think about like your significant other or your spouse, but you might not also think about like your parents, your friends, your other family members, like your siblings, your sister-in-law, brother-in-law, your niece, your nephew. Those are just some examples. So relationship includes any relationships that you have with other people. And so what we do during the first session is I ask my clients some guiding questions, and they rate themselves in each of the areas from 0 to 10. So again, some of this might be a repetition of what I talked about last time on the podcast in episode 3, but I just want to reiterate some of the information and then, you know, talk about clarity and more in depth. So we start with career, because that's always a big focus with my clients. So they might be feeling burnt out with the work they're doing in their career or job. And when we think about career, I might ask some questions such as, how fulfilled are you in your career? Do you enjoy what you're doing? Do you feel appreciated by your boss or supervisor? Do you get along with your colleagues? Do you find you have a healthy work-life balance? And then after asking some guiding questions, I have the client rate themselves on a scale of 1 to 10, 0 being the lowest, that they don't feel any of those pertain. They're feeling on the lower end of the scale for career, and 10 being highest, like, oh my goodness, my career is amazing, I can't change anything about it. And 5 being in the middle. Then we go into health, and then we go into the other areas. So I ask some guiding questions. So for example, for health, I might ask, do you exercise regularly? Do you drink enough water? Do you feel like you get enough sleep at night? Are you tired when you wake up? Do you need to take a nap during the day to recharge and rejuvenate? Do you snack a lot? And what kinds of foods are you snacking on? Are you snacking on more junk food like potato chips or sugary snacks? Or are you snacking on things that are more nutritious, such as fruits, vegetables, nuts, for example? And then we go into the other areas. And again, they rate themselves in each of the areas from 0 to 10. And it's just a way to see which areas are out of whack or out of alignment, or that need more attention and focus for the client or you as a potential client to be able to grow in and, you know, transform their life so that the areas of the life wheel are more in balance. So sometimes, and there, it's lines that you'll see on the life wheel, and it's a circle, like I said, and they color it in, or they can X it in if you're not into coloring. And I always tell my clients, pick your favorite color, and it could be a marker, crayon, colored pencil, and it's just a fun little activity. And it also gets you thinking, like, yes, there are some areas that I'm doing well in, but there's areas that I need some support in, and that's okay. And that's why clients come to me. So if you are the type of person who came to me because you're not feeling like you're valued or appreciated in your workplace, and you're just constantly on edge because you're not sure what your boss or supervisor is going to say to you, then it could affect your health. You could have anxiety. You might be sleeping more like I did. You might be sleeping less because you're always thinking about the what ifs, or you're just unhappy and thinking about what could I change in my life, or just feeling like you're stuck and at a dead end. And it affects your health. It could affect your eating habits. You could be eating all junk food because you don't have time to plan nourishing meals and prepare nourishing meals. You could be experiencing the effect of having lack of energy because maybe you're not sleeping enough, or you don't have time to exercise because you don't have a healthy work-life balance, and you feel like you're burned out and constantly working and no time for fun. And also it could affect the area of finances, because maybe you want to find a different career that provides you more financial security and it's an increase in pay. It could also affect your relationships, your home, because maybe you've neglected your home and not really taken care of it, and there's lots of piles all over, it's cluttered, and you're just really focusing on your career and trying to figure out what to do next. And it is okay to have some areas where you feel a lot lower in those areas. And that does not make you bad. You shouldn't be shaming yourself. You shouldn't be belittling yourself. You shouldn't be like, oh my goodness, this is terrible. There's so many discrepancies with this life wheel once I assess myself and we go over this. It is just a way or a marker in a sense for me as your coach and you as the client to figure out which areas, and again, gain clarity on what areas we can work on to help you to be your best self and help you to find that balance and joy in the work you do and life you live. So I always like to start with one or two areas at the most that we focus on at a time. And we really use the Align Your Life method to, again, help you to get from where you are now to where you want to be. And career is always at the forefront for most of my clients. So that's one of the essential areas that I usually work on with clients. When I first did this way back in 2015 with my first coach, I remember looking at my life wheel at the end and I was like, oh my goodness, there is so much of my life I want to change. And I got like a pit in my stomach and I was like, oh my goodness, am I ever going to change? Are things going to ever get better? But I'm here to tell you, things have gotten better and they can get better for you. I am a firm believer in that. I'm a true testament to that. And I know you can get where you want to be with the right support. And that's why I'm here. And that's why I've created the Love Life Now podcast. So sometimes when clients start working with me, they might have a goal in mind. And I'll give you an example. So one of my clients had a goal in mind to leave her current job because she was feeling like there was no work-life balance. So she wasn't feeling like she was appreciated by her colleagues. And she was a leader in her role, and she had five coworkers under her that she managed. That was her team. And she didn't feel it like every one of them really appreciated her as a manager. And so she said, I want to leave my career. I want to leave this job, and I want to find something that's a better fit for me. And so what I'm trying to say is that sometimes clients will come to me and they have a goal in mind. But then it doesn't always pan out that way. It's what really works for you and your lifestyle. And also when we get clear on what we want and we work on all four steps of my Align Your Life method through the life coaching sessions, we really get to see what is the root cause of all of this negativity in your life and in your career. And how can we help you to move forward, or how can I help you to move forward? So again, going back to this client, so she was dead set that she was going to leave her career. And she has been in the corporate world. So once we decided and got clear, we worked on career, health, and relationships. And one of the things that we discovered, or that she discovered, is that she needed to step up as a leader. And so what I did as her coach was I helped her to become more confident in herself as a leader in her workplace and as a manager in her corporate job. And at the end of working with me, she made tremendous gains in her career. She actually didn't end up leaving that job. To this day, she's still working in that job. But what's amazing is she honed her leadership skills and stepped up as a leader. And one of her coworkers, or the people that she manages, her teammates, essentially, they were not really reciprocating to her being a leader, being the manager, and accepting the things that she was asking them to do. That person apologized and really saw her as a leader. So sometimes getting clarity means digging deep, and me as a coach can help you to figure out what's the next best course of action. And it sometimes takes an outsider's perspective, like me as a holistic life coach, to help you to figure out that. So you might have a goal in mind when we start working together, and then when we start using the process, meaning clarity, mindset, action, and accountability, we might realize that, oh my goodness, we just need to tweak a few small things and your whole world changes. So for her, she never ended up leaving her career and job that she's currently in. Not to say that she might not, but that was amazing. Just stepping up as a leader and building her confidence level made all the difference. And so clarity is really important because it's a stepping stone for setting goals and action steps. And it is a stepping stone for having accountability, meaning me as your coach, I will be holding you accountable. So again, clarity is so, so, so important. That in a nutshell, I wanted to keep this episode really short, sweet, and simple. And that in a nutshell is really what clarity is all about. Clarity is figuring out what areas you want to work on, as well as what are some things that you want to implement within those areas. But that's going to come a little bit further in the Align Your Life method. But it's basically, what are the areas we want to work on? You know, assessing yourself and getting clear on where your life currently is and where you want to move it to. And it could also include clarity can come up within mindset work, within the goals and action steps, as well as within accountability. So one of the things my clients do within clarity is make a list of what they must have in a job, as well as what they can't have in a job and what's middle of the road. And we go through that, especially if they're wanting to leave their career, so they can get crystal clear on what their next job could potentially look like. Again, career is the first step of my amazing Align Your Life method. And if you'd like to learn more about how you can work with me to gain clarity in your next step to finding balance and joy in the work you do and the life you live, I have put in the show notes how you can book a free 20-minute, no obligation clarity call with me, and it's via Zoom. So if you'd like to learn more about how you can work with me to gain more clarity in your next steps in finding balance and joy in the work you do in life you live, there is going to be a link in the show notes. So click on the link to book a free 20-minute clarity call. It's via Zoom. It's no obligation. It'll take you to my website. And during this call, it'll be a chance for me to get to know you, get to know where you need more support in or areas that you might be struggling in. And we can see if one of my programs is the right fit for you. And I cannot wait to connect with you because there is support and life coaching has really changed my life. And I know it can change yours too. So thank you again for listening to this episode. And stay tuned in 2 weeks for the next episode. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Love Life Now podcast. I hope you gain insight on steps you can take to find balance and joy in the work you do and the life you live. Let this podcast be a source of education, inspiration, and motivation for you as you take action on creating balance and joy in the work you do and the life you live. If you found this episode to be of value to you, please share this with any women you know who are going through similar career or job struggles and might benefit from listening to this podcast. And if you'd like additional support, please reach out to me at mina@lovelifenowcoaching.com. Sending each and every one of you my love. Know that you too can find balance and joy in the work you do and the life you live. Don't forget to subscribe to the show so you don't miss out on any future episodes.